From the 913, Harrison Butker is a Werther's original. The Three Musketeers, McDuffie, Cook, and Reed.
That's a good one. I like that. I like a good Three Musketeers bar, too. It's light. It's airy. It's you know, it's fine. You know, it's there.
That is all reference to our last topic. If you missed it, podcast page is available. But also, if you missed it, we did say which players remind us of which candy, because today is Halloween.
National Halloween Day for everybody, right?
National Doorbell Day.
Why is Harrison Butker the Werther's original?
I don't know.
I mean, the Werther's
old
original
white,
would be...
Old white women love him?
I mean, like...
I don't really know, I'm
trying to think, like, why Harrison... Like, it's usually for an old person because they carry Werther's in their pocket, right? Like, who's the oldest guy on the Chiefs right now? Is it Kelsey?
Winchester?
Is it Winchester?
That was my thought, too.
Like, Winchester or Kelsey? They're probably the Werther's original. Actually, Andy Reid is 66. You know he's carrying Werther's originals and those strawberry candies you used to get at Hickory Farms. Like, Andy's got that stacked on his desk right now.
I think Andy Reid's just the original M&M.
Is he? Just
doesn't
perfect?
Doesn't blow you away. You're not turning it down.
Right.
You can put it in other things and it makes it good. Popcorn, trail mix, whatever.
Isn't that like ooh, I'm eating trail mix. It's healthy. It's got M&Ms in it.
Yeah.
And it's really good. Like peanuts, salted peanut. I know you don't like the sweet and savory type thing.
I do like trail mix, though.
But trail mix is good. Like, well, you get some of those craisins in there.
Yes,
you get a peanut. You get an M&M.
Sunflower seed.
Maybe you get a little shaving of coconut. I mean, like, it's really good.
We did this one night in After Hours, and I got absolutely blasted for it. I think the raisin is the best part in trail mix.
Oh my God.
But, I know.
Well, I like raisins. Yeah. I really like the golden raisins myself.
Just the original with the lady on the front and the little red box where they're all mounted together.
Yeah, but raisinettes can kick rocks. Like, I'm not a raisinette fan. I'd rather be a goober fan than a raisinette fan. But you're right. Like, the raisinette in trail mix, if you mix it with the chocolate and the peanut, it works.
You think Spags belongs in the Hall of Fame?
If
he wins a three-peat?
Yeah, but here's the thing. They don't put assistants in, right? And I stumbled upon this story yesterday, and I went, hang on a second here. If we're not putting assistant coaches in, why are we considering the guy who founded Stats, Inc. for the Pro Football Hall of Fame? Because he's one of the 9 finalists this year in the contributor part of the Hall of Fame. And one of these 9 guys will make it into the Hall of Fame, and the people are Bud Adams, who owned the Titans Oilers franchise, Rock Chalk Jayhawk to him. Mm-hmm. Somebody named Ralph Hay. Do you know who that is? He founded the NFL. The guy who founded the NFL is not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Interesting.
How that's possible?
Lamar's
I don't know.
In, right? That's
of
a dumb
course,
question.
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
That's
I mean,
a dumb question.
Then you got some guy named Frank Bucko Kilroy, a former player who spent 5 decades as an NFL executive. Great, won a Super Bowl. Robert Kraft.
Years? You can't say that. You say 5 decades.
Yeah.
What sounds better? 5 decades or 50 years? Like, 50 years is pretty badass.
5 decades is pretty good,
like,
though,
would you
too.
Rather be like, I'm Bob Fesco and I did 5 decades of radio, or be like, I'm Bob Fesco and I did 50 years of radio?
I don't know.
Give me the 50 years.
50 years or 5 decades. Like, I don't know. Both sound
like I'd rather
like, wow.
be like, I've done it for 2 decades instead of 20 years. That's where the decades thing to me sounds better.
Okay.
Like, oh, I've done this for 2 decades. Like, oh, wow.
Damn,
okay.
50 yeah. years? Yeah. I mean, maybe 50. Like,
5
50,
decades?
Yeah, 50 is
effed.
Like, wow. Yeah.
I'm like doing the math. I'm
so,
yeah.
So then you got Robert Kraft, Art Modell, Art Rooney Jr., somebody named Seymour Cywolf.
Who's Seymour Butts?
He's not on this. But
no one's Seymour Butts than you, Uncle Tony.
Yeah. Seymour Cywolf, the former owner and president of Elias Sports Bureau, Doug Williams,
yeah.
and then John Wooten, who won a Super Bowl as director of pro scouting for the Cowboys from 75 to 91. So the guy who founded Elias Sports Bureau is one of the 9 people in that group who was eligible in the contributor class for the Hall of Fame. Yet we don't honor assistant coaches in the Pro Football Hall of Fame for whatever reason. And
why do we have to call them assistants? Why do we just call them coaches?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, right. Because they have head coaches in, but like, there's no assistant coach wing.
And he was a head coach, so it's
I
like,
know, but he was very bad as the Rams head coach.
Won a title.
Not as the Rams head coach.
He barely won a game as the Rams head coach. For the Giants, he was a defense coordinator.
Yeah, so if you got these contributors for the Hall of Fame and you're going to put one in, how the founder of the NFL isn't in is beyond me. Like, I don't understand that one at all. But if we're allowing owners and a guy who created the Elias Sports Bureau and some other randos that maybe you may or not have heard of for the Hall of Fame, then we need to start adding these great assistant coaches to the mix. And I'm sure Binkley can back me up, and I'm probably forgetting somebody. But for me right now, it's hard to argue against Steve Spagnuolo being the greatest assistant coach of all time. And for a couple of different reasons. Number one, he's won multiple Super Bowls, right? He's done it with multiple organizations. Mm-hmm. And then the most important thing that Steve Spagnuolo has ever done was to beat Tom Brady and the New England Patriots when they were undefeated that year and came up with the perfect defensive scheme to stop the greatest franchise that we've ever seen in the NFL up until that point and did not allow them to score more than 10 points in a Super Bowl game, and they won it. I mean, to me, his resume speaks for himself. And so I never knew about this contributor part or how this thing goes in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but I'm looking at it now and I'm like, we've got to start adding assistant coaches into the mix because Steve Spagnuolo is a Hall of Famer. He's more of a Pro Football Hall of Famer, in my opinion, than just about anybody else. Like, what did Robert Kraft do? Had a couple of bucks and bought a team, right? And lucked out by getting Tom Brady in the sixth round.
Revamped the Patriots.
But he did that because he got lucky with Tom Brady. Like, if you don't have Tom...
They were good with Parcells, though.
They were about ready to move, okay? They were getting ready to relocate to St. Louis. People forget that. Bob Kraft owned the stadium, wouldn't let the owner out of the lease. He had to sell the team to Robert Kraft. Very good businessman, right? Did some good things, obviously, with the Patriots. But Hall of Fame category
and there's
versus...
your answer.
I know.
Right
but,
there.
But I'm not saying he doesn't belong in the Hall
right.
of Fame. But when Steve Spagnuolo's career is all said and done, if this team three-peats mm-hmm. and he's won three Super Bowls here in Kansas City in a row and one other, that's four, plus the Giants, that's five, mm-hmm. shutting down Tom Brady... How do you not put Steve Spagnuolo into the Hall of Fame? So I think we start to have to revamp when we talk about Hall of Fame and who belongs in the Hall of Fame. We have to start factoring in guys like Steve Spagnuolo that do deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
Side combo. How many Hall of Famers are on the Chiefs roster right now?
You've got Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, Harrison Butker. I think Trent McDuffie is trending that way. He's not yet because it's not been long enough.
DeAndre Hopkins
probably yeah I think so I would say 6.5
Clark Hunt
right now.
Does he make it
as
an owner? Do they get in
if they three-peat? I think he
Bob
probably,
Kraft's in the Hall of Fame. You yeah, can have an argument for Clark
yeah,
Hunt.
Yeah you could, but Kraft isn't in yet, which I give them credit for not putting him in quite yet. I mean, you know, you put Clark in. Yeah, he's mentioned. He's a finalist. You know. I think it's too early to talk about Clark Hunt, but if they three-peat, people are going to be talking about Clark mm-hmm. Hunt. And I don't know, Brett Veach is a Hall of Famer. Brett Veach is a Hall of Fame general manager.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many GMs on the top of my head are in the Hall of Fame.
I don't know either.
So I don't know if that's an honorable mention for them.
And maybe in this contributor segment, you know, as well. But, I mean, you asked who I think should be in the Hall of Fame. I think 6.5 players, and then you've got Brett Veach, maybe Clark Hunt gets in, and, you know, some of those folks. But I think right now you probably have 6.5 players because I'm still on the fence on Trent McDuffie because his career hasn't been long enough yet. Like, if his career ended today, he's not a Hall of Famer, right? Like, Patrick Mahomes, after 2 or 3 years, he was.
Kelce, Jones, Mahomes, Andy.
Butker.
You think Butker's in?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah,
for sure?
He's one of the greatest kickers of all time.
Okay, so that's five.
The best. Yeah.
Five for sure.
Yeah, and then DeAndre Hopkins, I think, six. Is a Hall of Famer.
So you had six Hall of Famers right now.
Yeah.
Somebody says to me, 8-1-6, terrible argument. You're going to say Bill Belichick is only going to the Hall of Fame because he was lucky enough to draft Brady, too. No, he's talking about Robert Kraft.
I'm talking about Robert Kraft. Yeah,
Bill Belichick is a surefire Hall of Famer.
He's one of the winningest coaches, the second winningest coach of all time. Yeah, we'll be the third once Andy passes argument. Him.
Thanks for listening, Mike.
Yeah.
Free mattress at South 49 on I-70.
Nice.
Hey.
4 mile marker. Looks like pillow therapeutic queen. Ooh, to king mattress.
That's a good one. That's a good free mattress for you.
There you go. So, I mean, I don't know. I think so. We have six Hall of Famers on this current Chiefs team.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Do you think it's more?
No, I think that's a good number. Yeah. I think that's a great number.
I mean, actually, it's a great number. I mean, when you think about it, six players on this team and the coach are going to the Hall of Fame.
I use this, like, the same analogy as, like, watching high school football. Like, when a team is super dominant and then you look at it and you're like, yeah, they have six Division I kids on their team. Like, most high schools, not most, I don't want to put words in people's mouths, but, like, there might be three Division I athletes.
Maybe
they got a quarterback, a receiver, and then there's, like, a guy that plays defense. Like, there's, like, they had three D1 athletes. Like, I remember growing up in, you know, the early 2000s watching Blue Springs Rockers, Blue Springs South, Liberty, Oak Park, all those teams. Like, Oak Park has Michael Keenan. He's a D1 athlete. Blue Springs has these seven. That's why they're 7-0 and they're going to go to state every year. Right. Rocker's same way.
But you can't penalize a team for like high school's different. You're not, well, now it's, you know, who knows, but with the NFL, like, you can't penalize because they know how to draft and say, well, right, they're only good because they got good players. Yeah, they got good players because they've got good scouts. They've got a good general manager. They know how to draft. They got good coaches. Like, you can't penalize teams for that.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!